KRD, or carfilzomib lendex, is being studied in phase 2 trials and seems to be really active. But there are no randomized controlled data in the frontline setting except the Forte trial that was reported, but we don't have a good comparison group. There is KRD versus VRD head-to-head comparison trial that was just completed by ECOG, and I really am looking forward to that study. It was a US trial. It enrolled more than 1,100 patients. Patients were randomized to VRD versus KRD. Can read out anytime soon. It's been gone on for a while. It's fully accrued and waiting for the readout. So for KRD, I'll suspend my judgment till that trial reads out.
Any speculation about what's going to be seen in terms of toxicity in that trial? And it seems like they should have toxicity data earlier than efficacy, but that would be very interesting to look at. What do you think we're going to see there?
I cannot answer that question. I am privy to toxicity data because we review serious adverse event reports, but that's still confidential, and the Data Safety Monitoring Board always takes those into consideration. So far, the Data Safety Monitoring Boards have not told us to change anything or, you know, release the results. We also, I must warn you, only see serious adverse event reports, which are reported differently for the bortezomib arm and the carfilzomib arm, so you cannot directly compare the reports and say, oh, you're seeing more of one or the other. So I would just be patient and wait. We are unable to release data until the data monitoring committees reveal them.
Any thoughts about what we might see? And I'm certainly not asking you to reveal anything, but I'm just kind of conceptually what you're looking for in terms of kind of the issue of dyspnea and cardiorespiratory issues that have come out with carfilzomib. Do you think we're going to see maybe that in both arms? And what do you think is going on there?
Oh, this is a very important question. And that one I don't mind answering because we do have some data from single-arm carfilzomib lendex studies. We also have data from the Clarion study, which looked at KMP versus VMP. Carfilzomib melphalan-prednisone versus bortezomib melphalan-prednisone. And that trial was done in elderly patients. In the elderly patients, 65 and older, I'm kind of very reluctant to use carfilzomib outside a clinical trial setting in the frontline setting. Because in the Clarion trial, there was a suggestion that you may have even more deaths in the carfilzomib arm. And so we have to be very careful. Carfilzomib does have some cardiac side effects or cardiac-like side effects. They vary from patients who have just shortness of breath to patients who have some frank pulmonary edema type thing or heart failure type abnormalities, all of which appear reversible. But at the same time, you're worried whether you'll put patients at more risk than necessary. I always say, like, you know, if you think there might be a safety concern, it's better to wait till you have results of randomized trials before you move into clinical practice. So at this point, I would say for routine clinical practice, bortezomib lendex, dara lendex are very reasonable for frontline therapy, with my preference still being bortezomib lendex, VRD, and carfilzomib lendex in the high-risk patients who are young, maybe I would consider that. But in all other patients, including elderly patients, I would wait for the results of the ECOG trial.